Pete, when the sun came up one morning this week, where was the only reachable copy of Fayette County's last 24 years of election results?
Not at the county clerk's office.
On a nonprofit server in San Francisco. The Internet Archive, the Wayback Machine. The clerk's office migrated to a new website, and every old results page now just redirects to the new homepage. 24 years, 691 races, reachable nowhere except a charity's backup 2,000 miles away.
So today's question, who actually keeps the receipts in Kentucky?
From the Lexington Times, this is Town Branch, the stories running under Lexington. I'm Kay.
And I'm Pete. Today's show is two stories that are secretly one story. The first is about building receipts. This week, our newsroom launched two free public databases. KREF Watch covers Kentucky campaign money, $466 million in itemized contributions across 28 elections going back to 2016.
And KLEC Watch covers the other side of the ledger. What interest groups spend lobbying the legislature in Frankfurt? $223 million since 2015. Together, that's about $689 million of disclosed political money, searchable by anyone, free.
And we should be fair here. The state doesn't hide this data. The Campaign Finance Registry and the Ethics Commission both run public search portals. What the watch sites add is the part that usually takes a records request and a spreadsheet. Everything in one place. Donor names cleaned up, bulk downloads, and the numbers traced across years.
Give me some things a regular person can actually find in there.
In the May primary alone, candidates put $6.9 million of their own money into their own campaigns. Not donations, self-funding. The site breaks that out separately, which the raw filings make easy to miss.
Lobbying spending in Frankfurt hit a record last year. $27.9 million, up from $18.4 million a decade ago. Led by the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce, with hospital and healthcare interests close behind.
And you can see what they're working on. One bill this session, House Bill 500, was lobbied by 190 different employers. The next closest bill drew about half that.
But the feature I'd actually call the point of the whole thing. 590 organizations show up in both databases. So for the first time, you can put one company's campaign giving and its lobbying spending side by side on one screen.
Money in on the left, influence spend on the right. That view used to belong to people with interns.
Okay, that's the receipts we built. Now the other half, the receipts that are quietly disappearing.
Start with those elections. To be precise about it, the certified results, the legal canvas, are permanent paper records. Safe at the clerk's office, and you can request them. What died was the web copy. The old site's results pages now redirect to a home page, and the new site hosts results for just the two most recent elections.
So our newsroom pulled all 37 lost election pages back out of the Wayback Machine, parsed 691 races, and republished the whole archive in an afternoon at zero cost, which is the part that should embarrass somebody. One news outlet's afternoon versus a government's entire reachable election history.
And it's not just elections. Under the state's records retention schedule, the video of a city council meeting can legally be destroyed 30 days after the written minutes are approved. The minutes are the legal record. The video, the thing that captures what people actually said and how, is legally a courtesy.
Our archive at meetings.lexingtonky.news holds 2,772 of those recordings, going back to 2007. All of it is material the city is allowed to delete tomorrow.
And my favorite example, because it's so small and so telling, the snowplows. During January storms, the city ran a live GPS tracker. 43 trucks, 218,000 pings. The storm ended, and the archive just isn't browsable anywhere on the city's pages now. The only preserved copy is a capture a citizen built.
And that citizen copy turned out to matter. It let our newsroom answer a question the city couldn't. Did slow plowing move votes in May's mayoral primary? Answer, no. The precinct swing tracked demographics, not snow. You can only know that because somebody kept the data.
Here's the thing we want to be careful about. Nobody in this story is villainously deleting history. The clerk didn't break the law. The city didn't break the law. That's the problem. None of this breaks the law. Web continuity is nobody's job.
And it's a national condition. A Pew study found 38% of web pages that existed in 2013 are simply gone. And government pages, city pages especially, rot fastest. Even the federal government, when it deleted health datasets last year, argued in court that the data was fine because it's still on the Wayback Machine.
The state pointing at a charity as its filing cabinet.
So what's the fix? Because this one unusually seems cheap.
It is cheap. Redirect old government URLs to the actual content instead of a homepage. Keep council video instead of treating it as disposable. Storing two decades of meetings costs less per year than one council lunch. And when a public data set exists, leave it reachable.
Until then, the receipts survive because somebody bothers to keep them. This week, in Kentucky, that's a couple of websites and an afternoon's rescue job.
KREFwatch.com, KLECwatch.com, and the Recovered Election Archive at precincts.lexingtonky.news. All free, all open data.
That's Town Branch for this week.
Town Branch is produced by the Lexington Times. Our voices are synthetic and our scripts are drafted with AI. From Lexington Times reporting and the public record, then fact-checked before air. Every source is at feeds.lexingtonky.news/podcast. We'll see you down the creek.